She survived unspeakable abuse as a child, only to find her worst ever predator in adulthood, her therapist. Our John Ackerman continues his Courage to Come Back profiles, speaking with the recipient of the Mental Health Award.
The details are chilling, and they didn't happen in some faraway place, but in the rural Alberta of the late 60s and early 70s.
What happened? The same thing that happens to most little girls who are used by a trafficking ring. I was exploited within child pornography and prostitution.
By the age of 15, Bernadine Fox of Burnaby had escaped that life, but the damage had been done, affecting her ability to trust and form lasting relationships, as well as causing PTSD, chronic fatigue, and other ailments. But perhaps worst of all was being betrayed by her therapist.
When you're working with somebody who's not necessarily worked through all their stuff, what they do is they mistake that trust and start to use it for their own sense of well-being.
Today, Fox advocates for others who have survived abuse at the hands of their therapists and counselors, pushing policymakers to better regulate that corner of the healthcare sector. With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman. City News.
She survived a life of sexual exploitation as a child, only to be betrayed again as an adult, this time by her therapist. Today, she advocates for others like her. Our John Ackerman has more on the Courage to Come Back Award recipient of the mental health category.
When you have a childhood like mine, you come out of it with a lot of walls.
But even a fortress couldn't prepare Bernadine Fox for what she would go through. Even though she escaped the child traffickers in her Alberta hometown, her ability to trust and maintain relationships was forever damaged, setting her up for her most abusive relationship yet, her therapist.
From the time of Freud, we have a situation where therapists are given the right to define what's true for their clients. And so now they have the right to say, nothing happened, they're crazy, you don't have to believe them. And that happens way too often.
Indeed, it happened to her. When she finally broke free of her therapist, Fox was treated more like a scorned lover than a victim. Now she works with a group to help others like her.
You know, lots of people come to us and say, I had an affair with my therapist, and we have to say, no, no, no. You got assaulted by your therapist.
With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman, City News.
From being exploited by sex traffickers as a child to being betrayed by her therapist as an adult, our John Ackerman has the story of the Courage to Come Back Award recipient for mental health.
Bernadine Fox of Burnaby has spent a lifetime healing from exploitation, from child pornography and prostitution, growing up decades ago in rural Alberta.
People thought at the time, that's where you take kids to have an ideal childhood, where kids are safe. And in fact, that couldn't have been further than the truth in my case.
She had escaped that life by her mid-teens, but that was only the beginning of her troubles. Abusive relationships would follow, as well as PTSD and chronic fatigue. And then worst of all, the person who she trusted the most, her therapist, became her worst predator yet. A nightmare she would take years to wake up from.
Even the College of Physicians and Surgeons will tell you the relationship between a psychiatrist and a client is akin to a parent and a child.
Fox hopes to leverage the profile of her award to shine a light on what happens to clients who've been abused by their therapists as she continues to advocate for others in her shoes. With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman. City News.
City News, a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards. You can help out by visiting couragetocomeback.ca.